Hi, everybody. I'm Sylvia Ingebretson. I'm the mom, for these three boys. I am also. It's not working.
Is it on?
Oh, sorry. Okay, that's what I needed. Just kind of. Okay. Sorry, everybody. Okay. Oh, there they are. Okay. I am a mom of these three active and artistic and adventurous, snake-catching, fun-loving, wonderful sons. And mine is a boy's world. And I absolutely loved it. One of my sons, speaking of artistic, he did this artistic rendering so we could all see them in 30 years. But I like this one better. Whoops. I don't know how to move that arrow. So Eric and I, my husband, were married in 88, and we got a lot of premarital counseling from Doug Wilson, probably more than most, apparently, we needed. And at the end of it, I'll never forget this, he said, "I've never seen such a textbook example of the differences between men and women." And I thought, that's so romantic. We're made for each other. This is beautiful. But as you can guess, some of those differences also can lead to some conflict, and then I ended up, from that point, surrounded by boys and a world of men, and so I had a lot to learn. And now I'm looking back at it all in hindsight. As you can see, I'm at a different phase in life than a lot of you. My kids are graduating from high school. My youngest is Alec in the center there. He's graduating from Logos this year. The middle is on your left, James. He is a junior at New St. Andrews and works for Canon Press doing graphic design. And he is married to the delightful Lizzie Ryan. And my oldest son is Ian on the right. And he is an RN at Pullman Regional Hospital and engaged to the beautiful Lydia Ryan. They'll be married this summer. So you can see maybe why the two of us are talking today. So I love our church and I love our fellowship, and I especially love our baptisms when you see a little baby coming into this world, and Pastor talks about them being becoming our fellow heirs and our brothers in Christ. And so that's where I am in this journey. I'm at the point where they have grown, they are becoming my friends and my brothers. And so I just want to encourage you with some of the things that have encouraged me to get to this point. So early on, when we first came to Moscow and our boys were small, I should say come back to Moscow, we both are from here, but we came back in 2001 when we had our young sons. And one of the early days at church, I ended up sitting next to Mrs. Balma. This is Gretchen Balma's mom, so she's a great grandmother now. And for anybody of you, maybe some of you know her, she's a delightful, wonderful older woman. And we visited after church, and she asked me about my family, and I told her that I was a mom of three sons. And she reached over and took my hand, and she says, "Take heart." And I just thought, oh, I love you. Can you be my mom? And I was just so touched. And but then I went home and I thought, what did she mean? Does she know something about me? And then, of course, wheels were turning, and I looked up What does take heart mean? It means to be confident and courageous in a difficult situation. Synonyms are cheer up, perk up, and buck up. Perfect. So I just want to encourage you, as she encouraged me. And one way I want to encourage you is to take heart when your sons are caught in sin early. When they're home with you and you're kind of a self-contained unit, you're always correcting and shaping and guiding your kids. But there comes a time when they go out into the world and other people are looking out for them and looking after them. My boys went to, first the Oaks and then Logos here in Moscow. And they were each caught in sin early and had trips to the principal's office, which is a big deal. The first one in kindergarten, the second one in first grade, and the third in preschool. And his was the worst. He punched a kid. Okay, I just want to encourage you, when that happens, be grateful. Be grateful when they're caught early and correction can take place early. And don't worry about your reputation. Just thank God for the correction. And also, I would say, I would encourage you to take heart when you fail, you mess up with them. Confess it to them, ask their forgiveness. It's the right thing to do, but I'm convinced that it softens their hearts towards you when you do that. Also, take heart and pray, and don't grow weary or discouraged as you pray for them. And pray specifically for the men that they will grow up to be. I started early praying with my kids at bedtime, and when they were small, and I'm pretty sure it was, my prayers were pretty desperate in those early days, like, please make them men after your own heart. Teach them to follow you all their days. Please make them strong and loving and courageous and all the good things, you know, whatever's happening that day. I'm praying for that out of desperation, I think. But I feel like God has answered so many of my prayers, and I feel like the boys kind of got a glimpse of where they were going and who was going to get them there. And so I encourage you to pray for them and with them. And I encourage you to keep from overreacting with your boys. You'll build their confidence, and you'll keep communication open if you're not freaking out all the time. One of my sons, sweet sons, when he was five, we had spent some time visiting his aunt and uncle and being at their house, and they loved them. That was a wonderful time, and we had some alone time, and he said, Mom, what happens to a kid if their mom and dad dies? And I just thought, what made them worry about that? You know, before I could even answer, he said, would they live with their aunt and uncle? And I said, yes, and I was so relieved. I said, yes, that's what they would do. And then, you know, we went about our ways. And the next day, we were driving home, and he's in the back seat and says, Mom, he says, would you feel really sad if I said I wish you were dead? And I said, well, yes. And he said, well, I never say that. So, keep them talking to you. You want that. I was also reminded, last night I went with the Logos High Protocol up to Spokane, and we saw Beauty and the Beast. And the Beauty and the Beast movie was big in our house back in the early days, and I was pretty astonished when I found out that my son's role model was Gaston. And it reminded me that with Toy Story, I asked him, you know, who's your favorite, who do you like better? Do you like Woody or is it Buzz Lightyear? And he says, I like Sid. Yeah. Don't overreact. Go back to the prayers. You know, pray. Instruct them, guide them. And I want to encourage you when your boys are discouraged. We had, that isn't really my kid. I think maybe my kid discouraged them, but. Our kids were very athletic, and sports were a big deal in our house because they loved them and they were good at them, and they had a lot of dreams and high hopes. But a lot of those were dashed by injuries that set them back and kept them from playing. And that was really hard for me to see. It was really hard to see them disappointed and discouraged. And of course, you want to counsel them and guide them to see what God has for them in everything and how God is working in every situation. And they will say now that those things were really important to them. They taught them a lot. I just encourage you to take heart when they're discouraged. My youngest son has had the most recent injuries and setbacks, and I was so blessed that my oldest son came back and was able to encourage me with the same kinds of counsel I gave him. He was returning to me when I was worried and upset. So just invest, and it will come back to you. So the next, let's see. So at one point when our boys were young and I was flustered and maybe not sure what to do in a particular situation, I can't remember what it was, I came to Moscow and met with Nancy, our own dear Nancy, and she gave me some advice that has been a rock of my motherhood and just a great encouragement to me. I give it to other people and I still draw on it to this day. And her advice to me was to trust my husband to understand the heart of a boy. So, yes, they're very different creatures and they see things a different way. And things affect them differently. And who better to understand them than their dad? So I had to give way. I don't remember, I still can't remember what the situation was there, but I'm sure she was wise in seeing what I needed to do. And this comes up a lot for me. One area was with pets. My husband said, a boy needs a dog, and all I could see was the extra work and the pain in the neck and all of that. But in hindsight, I have been able to see that my boys have learned to be caretakers, they've learned to be providers, they've learned to be disciplinarians, and they've learned to be loving and tender with this pet. I've seen them learn to consider a frame and to not tempt a dog with a gingerbread house they've spent days building and decorating with pounds of candy. I've seen them learn self-control and they're faced with great disappointment when they come home from the Christmas Eve service to find the house devoured and destroyed and smithereens all over the house. I've seen them learn responsibility to clean it all up before all the guests come in 10 minutes. And I've seen them learn and grow in their long suffering, getting tender mercy and forgiveness when it is all thrown up on their pillow late on Christmas Eve. So my husband was right, but I do like to remind him that he told me it was not going to be any extra work for me. And I thought I was pretty rocking with the pets, you know, a great encouragement to you all, but I found out this weekend that our own Wendy Sensing is actually the queen of, you know, the pet moms. So all questions go to her. She's great. Okay, another area I've had to trust my husband is in the area of sports. So our boys being very active, when they first started playing sports, it was really mostly an outlet for their energy and just a way to have fun. And what it has become is a really powerful training ground for their character. And a lot of it has been hard on me, but I've had to trust my husband for what's good for them. My husband said, every boy's greatest fear is to get hit, and they need to learn that it's not as bad as they think. My son, Ian, gave me these things that he's learned from sports. He said he's learned to deal with things not going his way, learned to keep up and keep trying, learned to deal with anger, both his own and others, and learn self-control. My son, Alec, told me that he's learned to deal with all kinds of people, both with and against them. He's learned to work under all kinds of coaches. He's learned to keep pushing and not give up. He learned that the Lord will bless a loss, and that's a big one. He learned to deal with pride and humiliation, and he said he's learned to deal with authority and rules. So as you can see, lots of really good things that I had no idea would come from sports. And lastly, I've had to learn to trust my husband when it comes to risks. Another quote from my husband is, when boys fear physical things, they exaggerate them in their minds, especially less physical boys. They need to face their fears and have a chance to overcome. So if you're little boys, that might mean climbing trees or the trampoline or the diving board. Bigger boys, bigger risks. My boys, road trips, rock climbing, this type of thing. I'm not selling this, I'm just giving it as an example. But as men, they've grown to be able to take initiative, to have confidence, ambition and resilience, all things that we want in our sons. So I encourage you to trust your husband to understand the heart of your sons. And finally, some advice that we got from our own pastor, Doug Wilson. And this came at a time when we were in the teenage years and we had one son who was giving us just a little bit of maybe rumblings of rebellion, little bump in the road, and we went to Doug to ask for counsel. And it's just amazing. He taught us that we want to look at our son and be a parent like our own father is in heaven, with a huge amount of love and a small amount of law. I know you've heard this before, but while we sat with him, I think I asked him three times to say, what do you mean? And he said it over and over again, give and bless and have grace and just abundance of yes. And then keep your law strong and small and solid. And this for me was that particular time, an incredible blessing, a joy to have this direction. So in my hair, I had a boy who was being a little bit of a stinker and maybe not so lovable, but my job was to love him and to really pour it on. And I can remember at one point feeling absolutely giddy that it was not a big deal, but you know, he was being not fun to be around, and it was my joy to love him and to do things for him, do things to bless him. And things turned out really well. So I encourage you to just think that way, to love big and keep the law small. So in light of that, I encourage you just to cheer your boys on and admire them. Say yes as much as you can. Be their biggest fan. Say yes to the science projects that always seem to have to involve burning something in the backyard or blowing it up. Say yes to the snakes and to the pranks. So he wants a stick of bamboo for his birthday. That's so weird, but just go ahead and give it to him. Say yes. Shower them with admiration and grow them up into men that you will respect. So I told you that about Mrs. Thelma blessing me early on, and I hadn't seen her for years, and I was preparing for this, and I knew that, you know, she was in the back of my mind and the encouragement she was to me. And I saw her just a couple weeks ago in Walmart. She's with her daughter-in-law. And we visited, and of course she didn't remember me, but I said that I remember her, meeting her in church, and that I had three boys like she did, and that she encouraged me. And she just laughed, and she said, "Well, if you had three boys, you needed encouragement."
It was great.
So, pass that on to you. To trust your husband, to understand your boy, to love big, keep the law small, to take heart, and to have fun.